The following episode is all about you and your pretty beautiful selves. There's no content warning in this one because I'm not killing anybody at all or getting anybody's balls licked. So be free, be fun, and listen to your own validation. Welcome to the first episode of... No, it's not the first episode. It's welcome to the first validation episode of In the Memory of the Goldfish, bitches! I am so happy today for no good reason, to be honest. And like, before recording this episode, I was talking to my mom and my throat suddenly decided, no, bitch, you cannot speak. And I was like, bitch, fuck you too. I'm gonna speak and there's no way that you can stop me. So we are recording this episode. And if tomorrow I'm not able to speak and not able to record the 14th episode, it's all on you guys. Okay. So welcome to the first listeners validation episode of In the Memory of the Goldfish. So today's all about you, and it's gonna have golden goldfishes or the goldfishes of the month. I'm not quite sure what I'm gonna call you guys. I do not know why I'm switching between accents today. And so basically the goldfishes of the month or the golden goldfishes are the people who have caught my eye or caught my attention or gave me attention. So this time I'm going to give you guys the attention, which you, I know you love it because you love me. All right. So today we actually got a real story from somebody which I was absolutely not expecting. And this person, though their mail was absolutely amazing, they gave me the right to rewrite their reality. So here we go. So I have named their story as Shelter, and the date that I've given is 12th November 2019. The time is 18:36, or for the uneducated people out there, 6:36 in the evening. You know, the square of 6 is 36, so it's kind of a synchronicity. And guys, with this, Plutus walks into the room, so please, please, please do not complain for any kind of sounds and such from this point on. Okay, I continue with the story. I run my hands across the damask on which lies my bitterty. Do you know what a damask is? I do not. I've written the story, but I do not remember what a damask is. Let me Google it up. Let me. Damask is basically one of those Victorian patterns that you observe on the walls. I have no idea why it's written here, but it is. Okay. I continue reading. It's all a rather cozy setup I've created for me. The upholstery, the carpets, the drapes, the golden and teal china, the teak, the small tea room, one small chamber, a wardrobe-sized toilet, my little Buckingham Palace. I have been waiting for my eldest son to call me back, in quotations, to call me back in 5, for last 157 hours 36 minutes. Either he has forgotten I exist or forgotten to exist himself, an abscounder like his father. You know, this specific line is something that my French teacher once told me. I was talking with her and she asked me about my father, and I said that he has been at work for about a week. It's a long story and I really do not think I can give out that information as such. So we have multiple houses, so he stays at the house which is closer to his work when he needs to. So she's like, yeah, even my husband wants that. All these men, they just know one proper thing, that is how to run away. And I was like, damn, bitch, who hurt you? So I love you, my beautiful, amazing professor, if you're listening to this, but she is a very nice person. Anyway, there is a park at the park at the crossroads. Park. What the fuck's wrong with you, Koi? The ones I planned when I was the pillar of this community. I grabbed the cane the older couple on the street gave me. It is tacky, but they smile when I use it. Why not? I cross their house. They don't seem to be sitting out on the porch. I was crossing the road as I was seeing a little child eating chocolate like a gorilla. Children are so idiotic. Like, that's a comment. There were bright lights, bright sounds, glum people, and an icy cold body. Warm flowing blood. No, I do not regret what happened. I hope she killed the fucking child. What good will that do? I am making the blood flow in me, consciously, with effort. I am making sure my ears hear. Is here. They hear that my brain tries to register. My muscles are relaxing. My jaw unclenches. I never knew this is how a relaxed jaw felt like. You know, whenever in these meditations, like, now your jaw is relaxing. And I'm like, yeah, why? How? How does a jaw relax without opening my mouth? This relaxation and me unable to control. I continue with the story, by the way, now. This relaxation and me unable to control all the stimulus in my body. It feels as though I'm being rushed out of my own home. As if I forgot to pay the electric bills and there's a cut. And I have a half pie. And I have a pie half baked for my son. He wouldn't appreciate unbaked pies. Goes the sun slash sun hyphen. I do not know what people call that thingy. S-U-N, the thingy, S-O-N, like any can be used, multiple choice question. Goes the sun, goes the pie, goes my half-baked pies. Yep. Now, it's 14th November 2019 and the time is...
Okay. Oh, I forgot I could speak like this.
I should probably not in the podcast. Actually, a lot of my cats here are like now stuck on my beard. If you can call what I have a beard and my nose. So they were entering my nose and I started to speak like this. I grabbed hold of my nose. So I forgot I could do this and this could be really irritating for you guys. Okay. So the next timestamp that I've given is 14th November 2019. The time is 2013. That is 2 days after the previous incident of the half-baked pies. It was about 15 minutes back that she asked me for a little warm water as her throat she felt was getting sore. Bitch, same. And our father had this obsession with warm water which got passed on to her. And that she feels. Hot water cures everything. I was working. I had assignments to do. I had a life, you know. I'm not a plaything. Something I feel most people are not able to wrap their heads around. I could hear her walking down the stairs, her footsteps right above me. She shouted, "Your fat ass may not move anymore. I am gonna go get my own stuff." Why am I acting like this today? Shoot me a DM to know more. She says, I was kind of relieved, but knew this is somewhere within me that unsupportable wench cannot go this easy. As I was staring at the underside of the staircase, right in front of me, there was a little crack. I put my laptop on a side, balanced it against the wall, and got on my knees. Being intrigued by the existence of the crack, I started to poke my pen into the crack, widening it just a little bit more, each circle at a time. The sound it made was almost orgasmic. Wherever there are children, there needs to be masturbation. Wherever there's masturbation, there's orgasms, because sex really gets orgasm, especially when it comes to cis straight men, because they really don't know what they're doing when they're doing it. And this kind of violates my initial content warning. I was not supposed to have any balls being licked in this time, because it's your balls, and since you have not given me the consent to lick your balls, so I cannot really do that. I really hope nobody listens to this podcast. Okay, so the child is having an orgasm by fingering a crack in the wall with his pen. Fun. You flabbergasting idiot! My meditative state was disrupted by the wench's roar. As I was turning back to look at her, her cup came flying towards me. The stark green color made me almost dodge it, but it hit the underside. It broke. The boiling hot water fell on my neck, the right side, the upper back, and the water made all the pillows and the foam in my dome wet. How dare she take away my sacred space? I couldn't see her eyes. They must be ugly. I looked at the floor, slipped into my shoes in a fairly sloppy manner, and walked out. I like this child. Not child, whatever. Like, I kind of also relate to it, though, like, I've never been assaulted in this manner, but, like, you know, how it's like, I'm annoyed, but I'm still wearing my shoes in a very sloppy manner, so, well, whatever. And walked out. I went out. The roads around me were wider than they needed to be. And they're more crowded and louder than they needed to be. I was walking to my crossroads, where three of them led to nowhere. Nobody really came there. It was just a sorry place for off-crossing paths. The roads wider than needed, but as quiet as the heavens. I was marching towards there. The breeze was drying my clothes, tickling the red skin, my now red skin. I could see a shadow moving around mine. It felt as if I had two shadows. It must be the streetlights. I have played so much with this. Whenever you walk in a street and there's like lights on one side, so when you're like in middle of two poles, you end up getting like two shadows, and if you, in some specific placements, you can get like three or four shadows, and it's like very fun. It feels like you have a spotlight on you or something. Okay. Where am I? As I was alone, as though, should I start a career in singing, like an opera singer now? I should. It felt as though me registering her existence had set winds into motion. Where was I? Ignore what I just said. I reached my crossroads. There were no lights there. Not usually. There was a lot of noise here. A couple days back, when some woman kicked the rocker, other than her, perhaps I was alone. I felt as though that me registering her existence set the winds into motion. I liked it. It caressed me. It soothed me. I also realized I also killed somebody in the episode, so basically I should have given a proper content warning. Fuck. I do not know how much time I spent there, crouched down in the middle of the crossroads. When I went back, the lights of most of the house were off. To my surprise, the door was locked too. I didn't know. I'm sorry for the break in between. I think I should address that. Whenever I read Crossroads, I keep on thinking about Hecate. And when it comes to thinking about Hecate, some more interesting things fall into line. Oh my god, this gave me the idea of my Out of the Blue for tomorrow. Let me write it down. Yeah, okay, fun. Talk about making an like an impromptu episode, right, with you guys. You are a part of a process now. How validated can you feel? You have heard me basically think about what's going to be the next episode. Anyway, I do not know how much time I spent there crouched down in the middle of the crossroads. When I walked back, the lights of most of the house were off. To my surprise, the door was locked too. I did not know such things existed in our house, the locked doors. I didn't want to call the winch, I'd rather sleep on the crossroads. The locked open up from the inside. The god of the house didn't want the doors locked, it seemed. I don't know why I thought of this. I felt a sigh coming out of me. 14th November 2019, time 21 hours, 18 minutes. It was 20 hours, 13 minutes. So about an hour has passed since the child was assaulted. When he was just peacefully fingering cracks at the underside of the staircase, nothing creepy. It feels like he saw me. Nobody has done that. I wanted to see him more. Maybe that would help me stay and see my son. The door to his house was locked. He used very irreligious vocabulary and I opened it up for him. He didn't thank me. I was attached to him, it seems. So for context, people, this timestamp change basically is a change of perspective as well. Now I remember the story properly and I was so proud. I am still very proud of me for writing this. It's not been very long that I wrote this, but whatever. So this is basically the perspective of the woman who died at the crossroads where the child just went down to sit at. Okay. So, I followed him to his room where he started to strip himself bare. Heart. His tee had yellowed patches under his underarms. This child should be more careful than that. He tossed it behind him, landing at my feet. It smelled worse than cat urine. I know, children smell so bad, oh my god. In the mirror, he saw me, making a nasty face at his habits. If you wish to find a place to live, you can come live in my scar. He said as he touched the red patch near his neck. I do not know why I couldn't refuse. I touched his scar. It felt awkward. Yes, woman, it would feel awkward if you touch a scar of a naked child who's looking at you in the mirror. Pedo. File. 14th November 2019, 21 hours, 27 minutes. She touches my neck as if she wished to see if I actually existed. She made fun faces of appreciation as she was looking at my body. I love this child, so validating. Maybe I seemed to her like her husband. When she touched me, I felt myself open up. No, child, you do not wish to open yourself up to a ghost. Nope, you do not want them to enter in you in any way whatsoever. It won't be a comfortable feeling. I'm not speaking from experience. Ka-ching. She glued her existence onto mine. That must have hurt. Gluing your existence. Fuck. The red skin seemed to have turned into a continent on which she would want to rule on the ocean. She would want to rule surrounded by the ocean of my skin. We for we, us for us, we are ours, us is ours. We both said in unison. We both knew she found her bachelor self and I found my crone. Yay! So yeah, that is it for the story. I hope it was not a very difficult read. And so, to the this email. Oh my god, I'm so happy I'm finally reading a fan mail. Fuck. I have never been more happy in my life. I'm not kidding. And I've had many reasons to be happy. I'm basically an 11-souled half-celestial who have conquered half the world, people. So this, the subject is my story for the listener's validation. Since the person, they asked me to use an alias for them. So I would call them John or JS. And they would obviously be the first goldfish of the month / golden goldfish. So this, I start reading. Wait a second. Is there anything that else they said? Anything else that they else they said? What the fuck? Okay. And they wanted me to read the mail as it is in the episode, which I would have anyway done. But okay, sorry. So he writes, or they write, since they did not mention their pronouns. Hi Koi, I hope you find this well and in good health. Before any fan moment or anything, how are you Koi? Well, I am happy today. And how's Plutus? He's sleeping just beside me. I suppose he's licking his balls while you're reading this email. Actually, no, today he's sleeping under the... I bought a little bed table thing. So he really likes that as a shelter. So he like gets in under it and goes to sleep. It's cute. I think he continues, right? I think I won't like add in my comments in it. I'm just going to read it as it is to the extent that I can. Okay. I think I'll be getting a pet as well soon. It will be a dog if I get it. Anyway, time for the fan moment. We've all been waiting for that. I've heard every episode of your podcast. Legit, every episode was a journey for me. I just heard your new episode called Dirt. I loved it. However, my favorite episode is Procession, and my favorite true crime episode is Tippity Tippity Tap. And the thing that I liked about the episode the most is that you provided links for the women who might have suffered through the same. Thank you so much. Somebody finally saw that. Oh my God, I love you, JC. Marry me already. I truly respect you for that. Anyway, I cannot make this email all about the fan moment, can I? No, you can. Seriously, make all emails about the fan moment. I want to be in such good mood each time I record an episode. I'm not kidding. Starting the next paragraph, I'll start my story and try to add as many details as possible. I wish it gets selected for the listeners' episode. Yes, honey, it obviously got selected. It was so well written. And yep, there can be some silly mistakes in it. Please forgive me for that in advance. Of course not. I'm not a good grammatical person myself. So the entire story is in quotes. So I'm going to say quote and unquote because that would make me sound fancy. Should I do that in my proper podcast too? I should. Taking notes from you, John. Quote, it's a pleasant day of autumn and the sun is about to set. Living in a city like Austin, you can't stay at home for too long, you know. Family and all is cool, but they suck the life out of me, sometimes. I hope it's just not me. Also, it's not. They suck the living existence out of everybody, I sometimes feel. And it's fine to put your family in the gray area if anybody's listening to this. Yeah, of course everybody's listening to this, like all the entire world's population is. Fuck. I hope it's just not me. Unquote. Quote. Sorry. Also, it's been 8 months since COVID-19 shit started. I'll say I did a lot in it. But staying at home 24/7 with your family was such a drag. I wish to go out, but due to this shit, due to COVID-19 shit, I'm restricted to go out at this time. But the weather is so cool outside. I wanna go out. So what to do now? How will my crazy mother let me go out? I think I need to have a fight in order to escape. So, unquote, this is from where the fight was inspired in the story. Quote, now this is kind of boring. So I fight in order to go out. And I mean, she's always, mother thinks she's so clever, but she's as gullible as ever. I love her. I love how he called, how they called their mother, mother. Like normally people are like, ma'am. And he's like, mother. So indifferent. Me liking. I'm sorry, I really don't want to pit anybody against their parents. So I'm out now, finally. Feeling the cool breeze on my face, always the best feeling ever. I put on the songs, I'm walking and having the time of my life. While listening to my favorite song, Unforgiven 3 by Metallica, I reach a memorable crossroad. As I crossed that crossroad, I started to have a strange feeling that I was a strange feeling. I feel like I'm being followed. I see behind me, but there's no one. I'm confused what's going on. Above that, the last verse of Unforgiven 3 is playing and I'm feeling more and more terrified. I have not heard this song properly. I started to, but then I was not able to, kind of. I have no idea. Like my personal remark on that. Continuing with their email. I feel like I need to talk to a witch friend of mine. I can't tell his real name, so let's call him Mark for the ease of conversation. I want to call him, but he strictly said that he was busy at the time, so I cannot call him. Boundaries, bitch. I feel like I'm about to die. No, we don't really need these strong boundaries, Mark. Continuing with the email. I decide to go back to my home, sweet home, sweet. The best place in the whole fucking world. To my dear and loving mother and my sweetest family. I swear I'm not adding anything in the entire the listeners thing. He has written it so well. I'm just absolutely enjoying this. I enjoy reading this mail. I'm not kidding. You guys should send more mails. I start to go back, and when I change my direction, I see a dark figure and I jump back to get to my toes. I get shiver through my spines and I feel like this, that is it. Then I see it carefully. It was my shadow. In capitals, my fucking shadow. I feel really stupid to fear my shadow, but still, it seemed darker than it used to. Now I'm completely terrified. When I started walking from my house, the distance felt like nothing. Now it seems that I need to cross mountains to reach my home. I stopped the music and started walking. I somehow reached my house and took a sigh of relief. I feel fine now. I feel like nothing really happened. I was afraid for no reason. Now it's the night of the same day. I'm doing my daily chores, planning to sleep sooner than before. Suddenly, I feel that presence again. Now I'm very, very terrified. And the fact that I'm in the house, that still feels as the presence is bugging me more than anything. Mark still didn't wish to talk to me, but fuck Mark. I'll call that motherfucker now. He picks up. Okay, I do not use the motherfucker abuse at all because I absolutely hate it and find it derogatory and nobody should absolutely use that, but I am reading the male verbatim. So, yeah. Before somebody starts to scream at me, that is. Go scream at JC. I get why this guy did not want me to use the proper name. Smart, smart, smart. He picks up the call and he's weirdly calm about it. I think he sensed I needed him. I'm telling him all about what happened in the evening and I'm all panicked. And in his calm voice, he says, calm your tits. I don't know, but that shit was weirdly helpful. Then he asks me to sit down and asks, tell me, how are you feeling? I say, I feel like I'm about to die now. I feel like death is all around me. Sounds pretty bullshit reading it now, but that's how I really felt. He asks me to stand up and ask if there's If there's a part in my room where three or more ways go or intersect, I stand there. He says, okay, so close your eyes now and tell me, what do you see right now? I close my eyes. I see someone. Who's she? I do not know. I've seen her somewhere. She's too old. Wrinkles all over her face, kind of like my grandmother, but not her. Unquote. This is the crone thingy, all right. And grandmother, I think John's a young kid from what I can, like I'm 19 too, but John feels younger from what I can read. Anyway, continuing. In capitals, who is this woman? Now I open my eyes, sit down and start explaining to Mark what I saw. He calmly says, all right, how the hell can he be so calm? He writes in uppercase. Then he says, she's a spirit who's observing you. She wants to see you happy, that's all. That's all? That's a fucking weird way to see someone happy, to terrify the living shit out of somebody. If I forgot to mention before, I have a keen interest in psychology, and I was, yes, you forgot to mention it before, John, that I have researched about recipe of happinesses about that time. Mark says, most probably she wants your recipe of happiness. What do you say? There's some random noises outside. I'm not sure if it's a cat or bat. You know, there's so many bats in my locality recently, and I'm like, ooh, vampire Dracula. Continuing with the meal. Max says, she most probably wants your recipe for happiness. What do you say? If, again, I forgot to mention, yes, you didn't, Mark. I am a tarot card reader as well. You know, John, you should not have asked me to conceal your identity. This could have gotten you a lot of press and people to do your tarot card readings, you know. I'm basically the most famous podcast in the universe, in case you did not notice yet. Mark again says, now she's in front of you. If you want to feel her, dogs are barking. If you want to feel her, you can. If you want to feel her, if you want to talk to her, you can. You know, talking about crones, Hecate, crone self, she is usually identified by barking dogs and such. And there are like a lot of black dogs near me and they're all barking. So something's up. And it's a full moon today, I think. Terrified as I was, I refused to have any kind of conversation. Now, Mark again says, she'd like to stay with you. You can allocate her tarot card of yours. I suggest you do that. Without thinking about it much, I said the lover's card. After 10 seconds of it, I'm rethinking my decision and said, no, I'd like to change it. But Mark says, too late now. She's already in her lover's card. I'm thinking, all right, whatever suits her the best. Now, I don't feel the presence anymore. I feel more alive. Now, I ask her who she, and he says, she was the crone. Crone, me being a noob in this, I asked him, what does this mean? Mark, being a bitch, says, Google is your best friend. Me, wanting to kill him, says, all right, you should write a telenovela, Monsieur John. Then I feel like talking to that spirit weirdly. Max says, now I can't help you with it. She's in your cards. So go ask your goddamn cards. After this, we talked for hardly 2 minutes and he cut the call. Me being a lazy ass decided to deal with this the day after and goes to sleep. Waking up, I googled and searched crone. And the first image which showed up was the exact representation of what I saw when I closed my eyes. I was surprised. I go to my tarot cards and try talking to her. I was so amazed by the fact that a supernatural folklore creature was living in my cards now. Woohoo! He says, and he ends the quotes to his stories. I'm getting goosebumps here. I have no idea. Why am I even getting goosebumps for no good reason today? So that's the story. I know it's pretty big and I added too many unnecessary details. We love unnecessary details, John. Add as many as you want. To talk, tell me more about your mother. I'd love to bitch about her. But this incident is too close to my heart that I couldn't settle for fewer details. I'd like to see you make a great story about it. Sorry, he wrote it properly. I couldn't read it properly. I know you'll do a great job. Thank you for putting your trust in me, John. I hope that I actually did justice to the entire thing. I'm sorry if I did not and if it was wrong. And I'd like you to keep my name, blah, blah, blah. You may read this mail as it is in the episode, which I did. Give my regards to Plutus. Best, John. I love you, John. Yep. So that was it, guys. That was it for the story and the listener's mention and the validation and, you know, everything. Now, the thing that everybody's been waiting for is the Golden Goldfish or the Goldfish of the Month, whatever we want to call it. So we have 5 goldfishes, I think. Like, I'll count them if it's like 4, please do not kill me. So in no particular order, it's John, Mr. Poopy Butthole, Anshata Malik, Pranav Kelkar, and Andy Roo. Yay, guys, you are validated! Yeah. Hi. I hope you did not stop listening to the podcast after my validation song, but I really, 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 really appreciate each and every one of you. So why these 5 people in specific? John, because duh, he sent like such an amazing story. And Mr. Poopy Butthole, it's his second time starring in the podcast because of his name. That's a name that catches attention. Anshata happens to be also somebody who has listened to all of my episodes and responded to the story that I put out on Instagram. And she also happens to be a friend in college, and she did not know that I was her classmate, and she knew me as Koi. And one fine day I called her up because of an assignment that we were supposed to do, and she went into kind of like a pause and she was like, what the fuck is this, Koi? And so it was a very big fan reveal kind of moment for me, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so famous. So that's about Anshita. Pranav is a good friend of mine who also responded to the story saying that he's listened to all the episodes. So thank you so much, human being. You are adorable, amazing. And Andy Roo actually is a podcaster herself. I heard one of her episodes. She has only released one episode, which is absolutely amazing, guys. You should totally check it out. It's called More Than One Thing, hashtag MTOT. And it's there on Castbox, where I was able to find Andy Roo Blightcap, and it's an amazing episode. I am not kidding. I love it. Give her show her some support. We want her podcast to grow. Okay. And that's about her. And her comment was also the most famous comment like on my profile yet. So there's that. So she is a very famous, amazing person. So kind of me trying to sneak into her good books, which I should not have probably said that, but whatever. And Poopy Butthole, apart from his name, his comment is the second most trending comment, if that's a thing. So, yep. That's about it, guys. That's it for the listeners' validation episode, the very first one. And I am glad that we did it. So the podcast is hosted by Koi On Air. It's co-produced with Netflix. The music is by Lil Adi. You can reach out to me on Koi On Air on @ Koi On Air on Instagram and Twitter, and I would love to hear from you. Slide into my DMs. Be horny. Don't be horny. I mean, be whatever you want to be, okay? And because that's your right. You can mail me your own listeners' validation episode stories on koi@madebynefix.com. You And the next episode is going to be on the 29th of the next month. That is April. That is going to be April. And I'll be looking forward to hearing from you all. And bye-bye, alligators.